This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 25. The Travelers. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, called Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. A friend of mine went to his kid's sports event, and he found a seat next to a random stranger in the stands. They started a conversation and talked for most of the game. It was only after people pointed out to him later that the person he was talking to during the game was a retired famous athlete. He had no idea. Cleopas and his fellow traveler had known Jesus and had interacted with him before his death and resurrection. They were closely connected with his ministry and even knew that the women had found his tomb empty earlier that day. But they didn't recognize Jesus as he walked and talked with them. I'm not sure why they didn't recognize him, but that also happened to others who knew him well. Only after he broke bread with them in their home did they realize that the person they had been talking with was Jesus. I wonder how often we find ourselves in Christ's presence and don't realize it. Though he isn't actually there in person, he can be present with us anywhere at any time because he promises, "I am with you always." Maybe a conversation with a friend ushers us into Jesus' presence. Or maybe a worship experience helps us connect with Christ in a new way. Or maybe someone shines the presence of Jesus in a selfless act of service. Whatever the case, let's keep our eyes open for Jesus in our everyday living. No doubt he is walking with us each day. Pray with me. Lord, help us to know you are with us always, and to work with you in all we do and say. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. sign up at todaydevotional.com.